Blast Playground.
Hooray!
This is the Black Lives Don't Matter podcast. That's what I said. Black lives don't matter. What kind of fucking podcast is this? Black lives don't matter? Really? Man, who is this dude? Black guy? Wait, so a black man got a podcast called Black Lives Don't Matter? It's like President Obama waving the rebel flag. I done seen it all now. Maybe this is what it takes. Time to shine the light on all the times black life didn't matter. Talk your truth, brother. Listen up. Let's get down with this. Because if black lives really mattered, we wouldn't need a movement. Now would we?
Hey, folks, what's up? Welcome back to Black Lives Don't Matter. I'm your host, Darren Harris. I got something I want to say. I'm really upset today. And I'm going to do this real fast because I got some shit to do and I can't miss it. So I'm just going to get right to it. Right now, I'm just going to say this. Fuck the Ukraine. Fuck Russia. Fuck all of this shit that's going on in the world. And the reason why I say this is because, does anybody know what's happening in the Congo? Anybody? Somebody? Nobody? Does anybody know what's happening in the Congo? No, right? Genocide is what's happening in the Congo, but we don't hear about that. That shit is not mainstream. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because there's a bunch of black people out there in the fucking dirt. And that's why. That's why. These people need medicine. They need protection. They need care. These people are being, 7 million people. What the fuck? So, here's where I stand with it. Fuck China. Fuck Russia. Fuck Australia. Fuck the United States. Yeah, I said it. Motherfucking right, I said it. And fuck Apple. You know what I'm saying? Fuck Google. Because that's why it's fucking happening. These people digging around in the dirt for fucking cobalt. Putting these fucking children in the dirt by the thousands. Holes in the ground with thousands of people in there digging with their hands for fucking cobalt. For a telephone.
This is the Black Lives Don't Matter podcast.
Something is wrong with the world, folks. Something is wrong, man. Something is fucking wrong. And I'm going to tell you what. Really. The rest of the world, and I'm going to say it like this. And I'm going to say it as arrogant as I am. I don't give a fuck, man, because I'll fight anybody who says anything about it. Anybody. I don't give a fuck. People around the world, everyone needs to be thankful for Africa. Everyone needs to bow down and give their thanks and their respect to Africa. Because had it not been for Africa, you would not know any of the luxuries that you have today. You've worked off our backs. You've displaced and colonized our people. You've raped our lands. You have made us strangers on our own continent. But I'm going to tell you, this is what needs to happen. This right here is what needs to happen. Africa needs to realize all the nations in Africa, and this is going to, this might take a little bit of doing, but all the nations in Africa need to realize that we don't need them. We never did. We don't need any of them. And another thing that needs to, we need to stop being afraid. We're afraid. Another thing needs to happen. We need to realize that a lot of this was done to us. We got to stop being scared. We got to stop being scared. We got to stop being scared. We need to start putting ourselves in a position, And I'm not just talking about, you know, the nation of Africa. I'm talking about African people or people of African descent in general all over the fucking world. I don't care where you look. African people of any African, we need to start looking at it from this perspective. We are royalty. We deserve respect. I do not care what you think about me. It matters not. If you stand in my way, then I will treat you the same way that you treat me. Period. I am not afraid of you, and I will die with that belief. So you can challenge me, you can pretend or think that you're better than me if you want to, but no, my man, no, no, no. Because I'm getting tired of it. I'm tired of watching the news, man. I'm tired of watching the fucking news. Oh, the Israelis. Oh, fuck that shit right now. Because nobody's talking about the niggas over there in the dirt. When I start seeing more people pay attention to that shit, okay, cool. Then I'm going to lean back into Israel and the Ukraine and all the rest of that shit. But until that, man, fuck that. I'm seeing pictures of infants, man, standing there holding his dead mother's hand, crying, man. Just crying. He's an infant, man. He's 3 years old, mother laying there dead. But everybody's worried about, oh, protect Israel. We stand with Israel. Why? 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 I'm gonna, and I'll say this, because this is why I'm starting to have a different feeling about it. I'm starting to have a whole different feeling about this whole Israeli conflict. Now, I have Israeli friends that I love dearly. I really do. And, you know, but I feel like this. I've watched, like, countless things, countless interviews and countless town hall meetings in Israel where they're saying that the problem with the world is the black youth. Black people are the problem. I've watched videos of Israeli women bringing home their African husband and those women being ostracized and those men being just, ah, you're disgust. You're disgusting. Oh, yeah. So why the fuck should I support you if I'm disgusting? So here it is, folks. And I'm going to get out of here. I mean, and you know what? And I'm going to say this, too. I know anybody who listens to this, I'll probably get a lot of insensitive comments and a lot of racial bullshit. And right off the bat, fuck you. Right off the bat. So you can hit me in my DMs and we could talk. We could argue. I don't give a fuck, man, because I feel strongly about that. And if you want to meet someplace, I mean, because this is how I feel about it, man. It's starting to really piss me off. It's starting to really piss me off. It really is. Oh, what are we going to do if this happens? Now, oh, Darren, so it's anti-Semitism. Okay, so I could say, I mean, anti-Semitism is me calling you out on your bullshit, then so be it. And why not? Motherfuckers is anti-black all day long. Motherfuckers been anti-me since I've been born.
For full episodes, subscribe to Black Lives Don't Matter, where you get your podcasts.